CliffCentral.com.
It's been happening, now we snagging on weak rappers who talk shit, kiss a tic tac when you speak.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's the Just Now Comedy Podcast with Dave Levinson, Brandon McKay, and Eric Janssen. Gentlemen.
Hello.
Yay.
There we go.
We're awake.
We're live.
We're awake. And we're fine.
It's Friday morning.
Dave's
again,
pointing at the screen.
Woo.
We made it, guys. Another Friday.
Okay, David, say hello.
I don't want to say hello.
Is that it?
You don't want to say hello? Is that not how this works?
Shut me up in the headphones.
Something's happening here. Like, we are fighting with Palesa because she's pressing buttons and she's not supposed to be pressing buttons.
Oh, there we go.
Oh, this is my jam. I don't know.
ladies and gentlemen,
it is Friday. It is 9 o'clock, and as you know, the madness has begun. You can hear it.
Yeah.
In the silence.
They're already fighting about
when there's silence, it is never good news.
Yes.
Because you know how they say no news is good news.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, not
like,
here.
It's like when you have a puppy. When you have a puppy, if he's making a noise, you know everything's safe. Once he goes quiet, mischief.
Yeah.
So yeah,
Same thing here.
All that happened is the buttons have moved. The one that used to control the music was on this side. It's now moved to that side. But it's fine. We don't need consistency in a music studio.
No, we need to keep
This is the Just Now Comedy Podcast.
Okay.
And what's interesting this week is that we decided let's have some real people, actual guests.
Yes.
Yeah, that have done things.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? Because a lot of our people are really just people that we find and then they cancel.
People
and then we just find people off the street.
People who just exist.
No, but this is an actual, like a musician, singer. And then you walked in and you recognized Gareth Cliff from your judge in Idols.
Yes, he totally was my judge in Idols in 2007.
When you say your judge... There were other people.
There were other judges, but
you chose him as your judge.
But he was the guy.
Are you judging me?
He was my guy.
He was my guy.
Totally judging
he
you.
He was like the nice one. Marlo told me, baby, I don't like that. Randall was said to me, it's a sprint, it's not a marathon.
Oh.
But he was great. But Gareth was like, yeah.
And how long ago was that?
Wait, it's a sprint, not a marathon. Mm. Whoa. So
that's what he said.
But that's the other way around.
That's the wrong way, man.
I know.
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Maybe he fucked up.
No, he said it's a sprint, not a marathon.
So he fucked up like a fairly decent saying.
Yeah, he really did. That's what he did.
So now, Caroline, what is your name in the world of fame?
Where's my name?
No, say your name.
Oh, my name is Caroline Barole.
Do we just call you that? That sounds Italian. Barole.
Yeah, Barole.
I will order two Baroles.
Two Baroles.
And, one and it's so funny because people always say it wrong, but my surname is Barole.
I did
it's
say Sutu, it right.
Southern Sutu.
The Italian Sutus.
Italian Sutu,
they
I guess.
Make the best pasta marocco.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Molweni.
But my name is Caroline Lirato Wadu Borole. Fully.
You had me.
I have three names. I'm that black girl that has 50,000 names.
Don't worry, I'm that kind of guy that has 50,000 names.
Say your
name. Joseph George Janssen.
Say
your
name
for no good reason.
You see, our parents like to do these things. We don't know why, but
the more
it
you
happens.
Have, my mother explained it to me the other day. She's like, do you know how many E. Janssens there are out there, including your father?
Your mom Googled you?
No. She's like, in terms of just naming me for like tax purposes and shit one day.
Tax purposes.
Finding myself in my pension bracket.
Like you need to be able to...
to recognize who I am clearly. So EJG Janssen is not
you
common.
You need a better recognize.
Yeah.
Why don't you wear a hat that says recognize instead of salute?
Put some respect on my name. That's what I'm trying to say.
Eric's here. Brandon, how are you? How was your week?
I'm good. My week was cool. We had a cool weekend. We had a cool Saturday. The three of us went to the beer pong fest. We discovered that we are
where
shit
was
at
that?
Beer pong. It was in Benoni.
Carol, did you not know about the beer pong festival?
I had no idea.
You had no idea about what the show was either.
I had no idea I had to be here until now.
That is so rock star. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Sounds
thank
like
you.
Us. Yeah. Yeah.
But hang on, you've like a proper singer now. You're singing in shows.
No, I mean, I've always been a proper singer. I feel like I studied musical theater in Pretoria. Tshwane University of Technology. That's what happened.
Okay.
For a couple of years.
Tshwane University of Musical Technology.
Yes.
The SW.
Where they have like, you know, departments. Musical theater, drama, opera, dance, etc., etc.
Yes.
Where the cool kids go, basically.
So hang on, how long ago was that? Let's do a little bit of a timeline.
We should not do that because then I'm gonna have to
explain yourself to people.
Explain.
Because you're young.
Why I'm not married? Let's not do that.
It's you know what I always say with marriage, it's a marathon and it's a fuck up.
Dave Chappelle says in his thing, marriage is a dumb thing because all it is it's fun for the first 2 years and then you...
2 years?
Then you're basically building a case against each other for a date that might not
just
even
take
happen.
Just taking notes. Yes. That'll be good in the case.
Yes, that'll work.
So basically what you guys are saying is that I shouldn't do it.
No.
Don't involve
the government.
Don't do it.
If you love the person, love them. You and the person only. Don't involve
It's Caroline Baroli. You know, are you seeing anyone at the moment?
No.
Tinder?
No. I've never actually tried that.
Oh, rubbish, man. My Tinder profile's picked you up so many times. Yeah. I swipe and you're not even interested.
I've never tried it. I don't even know what it is.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
I
said that with a straight face.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm being serious.
I'm just going to test this out because what we did was we went to a beer festival.
Fine.
And
you had beer?
We did breakfast.
How was
beer,
the beer?
For about
what
8 hours.
Beer did you have?
I'm trying to see if it's playing, Brandon.
All the beer?
All the beer. Apparently beer you can even get a
really
beer with a whiskey. And you drink a whiskey and a beer together.
Together?
You sip this little whiskey, then you sip your beer, then you do another sip of whiskey and you sip your beer. I mean, it's not ideal.
I don't imagine
It wasn't the best thing I ever did in my life.
So how drunk did you get?
Me? No, I was sober.
Okay, I'll try.
See, I can't keep a straight face when I laugh.
I know.
Damn it.
But it's okay, you're cute, so it works out.
Oh, goodness.
Ah, I can't even die. Strikes again.
Damn, that's why we have him on. You remember you said, what's his job on the show?
Cute person.
He is a moisturizer.
Do you know what I mean?
I'm the moisturizer.
Brandon Moisturizer McKay.
It was just this morning that I didn't moisturize, guys. Come on. Be nice about it.
Bruh, but I'm here today and you didn't moisturize. So, sorry for you.
I tried, but like it was
too early.
So cold, you know when it's so cold, your hands just go dry automatically.
No, I don't know.
So
that.
You can't even wink.
No,
just me.
That only happens to you.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
am I tweeting? Sorry. What? Yeah, that was information that was that live? Did everyone else hear that as well? Oh, just us.
I heard that.
Oh shit.
Felicia's got her own helicopter service that she runs from the studio.
Yes.
Oh, tweet for my show. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, WhatsApp us. I feel like that's what you meant.
Yes.
WhatsApp us on the WhatsApp line 079.
Hello, good morning, handsome Brandon and Dave and Eric. Hang on a minute, she didn't put a comma there.
We don't have a Twitter handle.
We don't have a Twitter handle.
Can we get
it? Just relax.
Okay.
Say the number again, Eric.
079-748-2090.
But you can talk to us on Facebook. Comedy.
Yeah, the Just Now Comedy Podcast. So message us, tell us what's up. Tell us.
Okay, Michelle, hello, good morning. Handsome Brandon and Dave and Eric. Handsome Brandon and Dave, comma, and Eric.
And Caroline. Are you serious?
Caroline. No, it doesn't say Caroline, yeah.
No, you didn't say Caroline. But say it, because I am actually in the studio.
No, but Michelle doesn't know that. She tweeted that. She WhatsApped us.
WhatsApped us?
Do we know which part is part one and which part is two and which part is three?
I will tell you now.
What is she WhatsApped?
Part one is 47 seconds long.
Okay, cool.
Did you see how organized this show is?
Caroline,
it's super organized. I feel like
at this juncture, we're going to talk about your proper singing and stuff because you've
like
got a show coming out.
You should probably interview me since I'm here.
No, fuck that. Is that interview? Does it say there on the
isn't
on
that
the thing?
What happens over like in a radio station?
No,
this
don't
is
worry.
Not a radio
situation.
No,
that is
Brandon. Explain to Caroline what this is.
Are we here to just like talk
about sex?
Crap.
That was the first mistake you made. Thinking this
Caroline,
is a radio station.
Do you have a CD out that's come out?
I am.
See, that's why we're not interviewing you. Fucking useless. Is it, what is it called? The vowels. Yeah, we are the vowels.
No, listen here. Mm. My personal album is coming out in a few months.
That's cool.
But I am part of a beautiful project called Rada that I am singing on. It is an actual CD that happens. It's called Rada Unearthed.
Okay.
That I sing on.
Why are you?
I have two songs on there.
Yes.
You should probably play them.
We've got the two songs.
We're
going to
play
them. We're going to play them. But now, what was the RADA project? What is RADA?
So RADA is a campaign
I'm interviewing.
I mean, thank you.
Yes. And then as soon as you start speaking, we'll all interrupt.
Stop it. Okay, let me speak.
I'm listening.
Go for
okay,
it.
So RADA is a campaign that I am a part of, which is the protection of human beings, human souls, mostly obviously females. It's a campaign against abuse of women.
All right.
Rape, abuse, drugs, alcohol, etc.
Eric abused himself this morning.
You
yes, carry on.
You should stop it.
I've just started. Okay, so the CD was a whole lot of
anyway,
there's a whole lot of acts on there, a whole
anyway,
lot of artists.
It's also a campaign about bringing musicians, artists as a whole, whether you're a singer, producer, DJ, etc., and bringing out a message to say that this is an actuality in South Africa, unfortunately. And we're trying to stop it in our way, and that way is music.
So did you write this? These are original songs. There's no cover.
These are original songs, yes.
So Undefeated is something you wrote?
Undefeated is a song that JP, the
well, yeah,
CEO,
I know JP.
You know
no,
JP.
I can't even imagine any ideas, man.
Yeah. He wrote it, actually.
Okay.
And we collaborated on the song, Undefeated. When Is the Time is another song that I do that was written by our producer Howie.
Oh, okay, Howie Combrink.
Yes,
he's also one of our friends from the secret
from
island.
From the secret island.
The secret island. No one goes to.
That nobody goes to. Yeah, that he wrote. Yeah, so you know, it's just a special project in my life that I'm very.
Did it take
passionate
a lot of time?
About.
I mean, because it's not like you. It's a major amount of bucks that you're getting or anything. You
no
a lot of time.
But it's not about the bucks. It's about the cause itself. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a serious situation. We have a problem in this country at the moment.
No, it's been huge. The last few weeks have really, really made people.
Do you know
wake
what I mean?
Up.
And we are a people that are saying that we need to stop this. There's
enough.
Women are being kidnapped and killed and all kinds of things, and children are being kidnapped and killed and caused.
That's all
basically, you know
that's
mean?
Part
and
of RADA's cause. That's what it is.
And basically that's what RADA is about. It's about the rebuking of that as a whole, and having artists coming together to say no.
Can I play When Is the Time?
Yes, you can.
Do you want to tell us who? Okay, so Howie's in the studio.
So,
Howie's a great producer.
Howie's a great, great producer.
Okay, so
and the person that I'm collaborating with on the song is Reason Ndlovu.
Also an Idols.
Yes, sort of. And he was in they're not together at the moment, but he was in a group called Tribe, which was very popular back in the day.
I remember Tribe.
Yes, so it's myself and him. It's a great song. It's about saying no to,
all
this crap that's happening, basically.
And you're asking, when is the time? When are we going to actually say hey?
When are we going to say hey? It's enough.
Stop banging my table. That's what? Caroline.
What? When is the time?
Sizwile tsina vuka wile tiko Masipilisa ne mtaka baba sila pashobu Innocence pure fat I cherish memories unconditional love So much hate you so much pain Innocence destroyed again and again So figure in this car to hit that cold Why can't tears stop the fall So figure in this car stop the fear I stop the cries Manje is car to stand up and rise No fight, build dreams together.
together shall not filter. Abukuketa, masbamba nene sonke sibe together. Aspa umsindo sonke lapo high city no. Shout it out, sonke city no. Shattered lives
everywhere. Caroline, I'm just gonna put that as a bed in the background here. That's very cool. Because I was saying,
I do cool things every now and then.
But what are you doing a show at the moment?
What am I doing at the moment?
No, we kind of do. This is called current events. We're doing nothing at the moment. Brandon, what are you doing at the moment?
I'm sitting here.
Okay. No, but you have businesses that you run and things you're doing.
I work.
I got some shit happening.
Yes, I work.
I love you.
And Eric. Oh boy.
It's so great.
My mouth just over the mic. Like,
do you guys want to go?
That's lovely.
Do you want to do a tattoo Thank inspection?
Oh, no, tattoos. I have a thing about tattoos. I'm sorry.
Have you got any?
I've got three.
Me are too.
Sorry. I was excited.
Are you fan manning? What's it called? Fan zone. Fan plan.
I'm not saying anything else.
Nobody knows what you're saying, Dave.
You know, we asked her to take a photo of us.
I know,
she
did.
She gave me my phone back. It was off.
Phone wasn't even on.
She switched it off.
So there was no photo taken.
There's no photo.
Momish.
Okay.
Momish.
Oh, you did,
fine.
What about
it's
Whitney
okay,
Houston?
She's an intern.
We love
the Whitney Houston. She's an intern. No one gets paid. What is the Whitney Houston vibes?
Yes.
So, in my life.
Stop banging my table.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Except I'm not. In my life, I'm part of this show.
Yes.
Called the Whitney Houston, which is actually Showtime Australia. This lovely gentleman called Johnny Van Grinsven has hired me.
Okay.
And what he does is that he puts on tribute shows. And one of the shows that I'm a part of is the Whitney Houston Show, which is sang by the beautiful Belinda Davids.
Okay.
She plays Whitney, and I'm backing vocal for that. And I also do backing vocal for
Brandon, just hold your hands.
Michael Jackson Show. And also, what is
the Michael Jackson Show? The history one?
Yes.
Okay.
It just played at Empress Palace.
I can't have you in the background anymore, Caroline.
Why?
I do not want you as backing.
No, don't worry, because also at the same time as I'm working, because I must, you know, exercise my vocals, I'm also getting ready to play Tina Turner.
No, you're going to be Tina.
Yes.
Show me your legs.
For those of you at home, she is now showing.
Don't worry, they have great legs. They're on their way.
For those viewers with color televisions, this is coming to you in stereo.
Yes, we're preparing to do Tina Turner in December. We're starting rehearsals in December and preparing to run the show from January. So you know what I mean?
That's blazing.
You should come back.
That's like
blazing.
Can you come back next Friday so we talk about one thing at a time? What was the Michael Jackson show like?
Before you answer that question, what is your Twitter handle? Let me just put you in these tweets.
I feel like it's... I'm not sure. I feel like it's Wadu, as in W-A-T-U, Caroline.
W-A-T-U, Caroline. Let's see.
I hope there's nothing. Is there nothing?
No.
I'm not really very active on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
What do you believe in? How does your career get tagged?
My thing is like Instagram and Facebook.
Okay, but we'll tag
I'm
you
not
on
really
Instagram.
Big on I Twitter. You. I don't like it.
Me too. I just do it for the sake of tweeting. Like I vent on Twitter.
We've noticed that, Eric.
Yeah. I'm so single. Oh my God. On Twitter, but on Facebook. Yeah, I'm a lazy
I've just noticed you can say stuff. You say stuff on Twitter and people
dig
it.
Are you single? I'm also single. We should talk about
you guys.
Let's do this thing. Yeah.
Meet Tinder.
And you can sing. Oh
Eric,
God,
you just got swiped.
Swipe right.
No, left. You swipe left.
She said, let's talk about it. It's a right swipe.
Is left if you like or right if you like?
Brandon is so silent. Why is he not part of the show?
I got told to tweet.
That's what I also didn't think. We'll tweet after the show. Fuck it. No one cares.
Nobody cares.
Karen, what was Michael Jackson like? The show? History.
It was freaking awesome. I love that show. Like,
check
I can't get enough
up.
Of it. And I loved Antonio playing that role of Michael Jackson. He's so good. He's so phenomenal. I love being part of
it. What was his
show.
Name?
D'Antonio. His Dan name Daniel. Is D'Antonio.
I really feel like he should be famous.
D'Antonio. He is famous.
Is he?
He's famous for playing Michael Jackson.
I was wondering.
Oh my God, are you playing him?
I don't know. Why would I play Michael Jackson?
I mean, D'Antonio.
This is D'Antonio.
Yes!
This There we go. Hey. How do you get Caroline going?
There goes Eric. It's going to go across the...
And Eric's also sliding across the table. And there's Caroline sliding across the table. Okay, so... You
no, it was great.
But you're doing rehearsals. You're like in the show.
Yeah, like I'm in the show. That's what we do. We travel.
Were you one of the Jackson 5?
Yes, I suppose I'm part of the Jackson 10, actually, because that's how many we are.
Well, it's actually Jackson 9 now because the main one's dead.
Wow.
No, bruh, he's being revived on Lifetime. You should watch DSTV.
Oh.
He's coming back.
You think I can afford DSTV after doing a free podcast on Fridays? Is he coming back as a hologram?
He's coming back as
like
a hologram.
Tupac.
Yeah, it's very strange. He kind of looks weird. And the movie is being told.
I've never seen a hologram touch someone inappropriately.
Monkey. He had a monkey that
Bubbles.
Apparently. Yeah.
Yes. Something. I was in the bath with Bubbles. And then Bubbles got out.
Fine.
And Blanket got in.
It's okay. Nobody blames you.
This is so horrible.
Blanket's his other kid's name, man.
Yeah,
that's
but if Blanket changed his name
to Bubbles.
No, it's something else.
Well done, Blanket. Yeah. Well done to you,
but
my
it's
boy.
It's something even worse.
It's something worse than Blanket.
It's never going to be worse than Blanket.
It will never be worse than Blanket.
Hold on, I'm going to tell you what his name is now.
Like
just put the water on the floor, please. We get into big trouble for drinking alcohol.
Okay.
Leave Michael Jackson out of this, please. He's one of my favorite artists.
He really, and Dan Tanya is so good.
Okay, so you did that show. Is that coming back or is that now finished?
No, it's coming back.
Okay. Not on Lifetime. Okay. And then the Whitney Houston thing, is that touring at the moment?
So we're doing Whitney now. I leave for Cape Town on the 21st. And we go to Cape Town for a month.
Okay, where's that show?
It's going to be at the
Artscape.
Artscapes, yes. Okay. Yes.
I don't want you in the background anymore. I'm
going to
write
you a
show.
And then we go to Canada. Jesus. And then I go to the UK after that. And then I come back to start rehearsals for Tita.
And Loisa Menting has arrived.
Ah!
I told you. You don't know each other. Oh, what the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, WhatsApp us on 079-748-2090.
We're gonna say hello to you now, but yeah, before we do that,
you, sorry.
Okay, no, that's fine.
Mike's on already. That's
do you know you guys know each other?
Yes.
From what?
I've watched him perform so many times.
That doesn't mean you know him.
No, I know him because
she knows
I met,
the real
I met him
me.
Through.
That's true, hey.
I met him
shares.
Through my friend Tracy Lee.
Yes.
Oliver.
Yes, we know Tracy Lee. She does comedy as well.
Exactly. Yes. That's how we met.
Oh, so you have met.
Yes.
All right, I just want to see if this works. Just chill out for a second there while I play. This is called Breakfast Beer Club.
Okay.
Where we're not allowed to drink here, so we get drunk somewhere else and record it.
Okay.
Because that's the magic of radio.
Blanket changed his
it's
name
amazing.
To BG.
Technology.
Blanket Jackson to changed BG. His name to BG.
B-I-G-I.
Baja BG?
Baja Bichi.
Bichi Smalls?
Yeah, Bichi Smalls.
Bichi Smalls.
Pretty on there.
Questa.
Is it playing? Is your volume all the way up? No, I meant
that's
on your
there.
Phone,
that's
man.
Fine. We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll
come
get
on.
There.
Focus. Still nothing?
And we quiet.
I got nothing.
This is why I said to you we should just do this. Do it the old school.
No, but I mean...
Hold on. Let's
it takes a while to... There's something. Not even
the music. No, that's me. Like, why are we standing and talking here? Chairman, I messed up.
Not even when the music stops, just like while we're standing and talking.
Is that you guys?
So this is us from the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We are here at the...
That'll answer your question.
It's a Greencroft Bar Festival.
Greencroft Bar.
Noni Northern's Running Club.
We are... Yeah, nobody's running though. I'm very disappointed so far, but hopefully the running gets
off. Like 5 minutes in, you got a hug from a local. Someone recognized you.
Yeah, but I went to school with her. She doesn't know. That's why she hugged me. She's like, oh shit, Eric, I haven't seen you since matric.
She failed matric.
I didn't fail, she failed. That's
really?
No, I'm joking, she didn't fail. She did well. I'm assuming, I don't know. I didn't see her name in the newspaper.
We look for some people to talk to you about their day and how they're doing.
Yeah, what this is...
And the comedy-ness of their day.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's look for some people.
So that was the first part. And okay, then Dave switched off the mic and my mic
no,
is...
No, the reason why I switched off the mic is because we had questions coming through from the helicopter company. Loy, when I checked out what your stuff you're doing, there's a show on Saturday night with Humpa Pop's birthday show.
Yeah.
That's at where?
That's at the Lyric.
The Lyric Theatre.
What is that?
Are you performing there?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Who else is on?
I should probably come. You should... probably give me a ticket.
No, it's you can't. You buy tickets these days.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
Jesus. Is that what Lex ask for tickets?
How much do these ticket things go for?
Karen, I'll take you as a date.
Will you take me as a date?
But I'm buying a ticket.
I really want to go. But you must buy me a ticket.
Buy me a ticket.
Lloyd, do you mind being interviewed by Caroline through us?
I mean, is that okay? I'm very good at asking questions.
So, are you friends with Mpo? Mpo Pops?
Yeah, yeah. I've known Pops for quite a while. He was also in advertising the same time I was in advertising.
Okay.
Those boring days.
Do you still long for that?
No, not even a little bit. Not even by mistake.
Deadlines.
Nah,
copywriting.
Man. Let's not even talk about it. We did this last time. We talked about it, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
When Glenn was here.
Who's Glenn?
Yeah, that guy.
Him. GBP.
Glenn Bow.
Glenn Bow
got some deep pockets.
So it's going to be, it's Pops' birthday tomorrow. 30th.
Happy birthday, Pops.
And you're performing.
Yeah.
Easy
with,
now.
Robbie
Collins. Tumi Meraki.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
Luisa Madinga.
Tall Ass.
And Tall Ass Mo.
It's going to be a situation.
Tall Ass Mo.
I'm Tall Ass Mo. I'm doing KFC.
It's
going
to be fun,
now.
Man. It's going to be dope.
So are you giving me a ticket? What's happening?
Jesus. Caroline, can we talk about this after the show?
Nah, Caroline.
No, we can just you know what I don't like?
No. Someone, like I feel like we're
when someone says, when are you doing comedy? When are you doing comedy? And then you say like five things that you're doing. I'm at Goliath, I'm at Parker's, I'm doing a thing at the Lyric.
And then they go,
okay,
tell
cool.
me when you're at this
yeah.
place. Yeah.
Then you say, okay, I'll give you an actual ticket. And then you stand there, you're waiting for the. At the door, there'll be your name and your tickets will be in the envelope. They still don't pitch.
Yeah.
Some people did comedy.
Except I will pitch.
Then go.
I will definitely pitch.
Just walk in with a clipboard.
I feel like he knows
so you
that
had no plans for tomorrow.
No. Okay. I've got a golf day. I heard Mpo yesterday on a metro. I was listening to him talking about tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my gosh, it'd be so fun to go. I should.
So he was
go.
On metro yesterday.
Yes, he was.
He's promoting the show quite a bit.
So you're on Cliff Central today.
And I'm on Cliff Central.
And we're on Cliff today.
on the Just on Now the Comedy Podcast.
So I'm international.
That's right. Metro's only local.
Yeah, there's people in Vietnam going,
the hell they talking about?
You perform? Me perform. You want ticket?
Welcome to
I want tickets.
Racism.
only there's race. Hey, there's no color on radio, bro.
No color on radio.
Like, easy now.
It's colorblind race.
Okay, so it's now you're being precious. Colorblindedness. Is colorblind still as bad as it is? You know, back in the day, there was like a colorblind society. There was colorapartheid.
What?
Colorblind people, do they still get such a bad rap? Can't get jobs.
They used to get a bad rap.
They can't get jobs.
Living
they can't see black.
Yeah.
CBCEE.
In my head, David was
cyan,
me
magenta.
And you. I feel like you it's always fine. Just squeeze you into other people.
Tell me. No, one day it'll just be us.
Okay.
The reason why what I've started doing now is when I invite a comedian, I always invite someone else because my comedians, they don't arrive.
No, I promise you don't.
I mean, I feel like I arrived.
Weren't you supposed to be a loss?
Had you reminded me? No. I was supposed to be. If you'd reminded me like at 7 a.m., I would have been here.
She's always up at 7 a.m.
Jesus, how do you get your own time?
But then you're doing other things as well. You've got another show. In Grahamstown, you and...
Yeah, doing Grahamstown with Skull.
Skull.
Yeah,
what's that
our
called?
Show called Broken English. So it's a stand-up comedy. So we're just...
So you're taking a
when is
half
that?
Each. Half Grahamstown each, Festival, yeah, 30th of June each. Till the... 9th.
So we're there from the 20th... We're from the 30th. Yeah. The show's from the 30th until the 5th of June.
And that's quite exciting. I mean, you've been to Grahamstown before?
That's exciting. Tickets are already selling, so we're excited.
Really?
Yeah. I was shocked to hear that.
You know, that's because of Skulk. Yeah.
It's mostly Skulk. I won't even lie. It's mostly Skulk. I forgot people are on time.
The first time I met you at this gig,
started on time.
So,
but Gray, have you been to Grahamstown before?
Yeah, I did it once.
What are you? 3 years. And?
I was like, hell no, am I ever
fucking
doing
bullshit,
this
eh?
I was like, no, I'm never doing this again.
Can't do it.
But, I don't know.
Do you know I've never been to Grahamstown?
As
a theatre performer, I've never actually been to the place that has.
Caroline, it's fun to get it. It's fun to get it out of your system, get it under your belt, and do it. But it's not.
I can imagine. I'm always like busy in Joburg. Every time Grahamstown.
It's easier for some people. Some people just have a major following, so their shows.
Yeah,
and they make a bit of cash as well.
They make a bit of cash.
Plus, they're getting
a lot of us go there. We lose cash. It's cold as
well. I mean, you drink, so
I'm surprised.
I can imagine you lose cash.
Luisa doesn't drink.
Oh, is it?
But now the other thing, let's talk about the big stuff. I was watching my television the other night.
Yes.
My diode device in full color HD. And I saw your muscles. I saw them.
What are you talking about?
Baywatch.
Baywatch.
Oh, the Baywatch thing.
Well, I saw your muscles in HD.
You saw.
Wait, what's the Baywatch thing?
Well, that's what the interview is, Caroline. We ask questions and they answer.
Okay, well, Jesus, what Caroline. Is the Baywatch
get
thing?
Get your own show.
I should get my own show.
She said, how do I get onto the station? I said, you can take this show pleasure.
Hire me, guys.
You can fucking have this.
I'm ready. I feel I'm here.
You definitely are. No, you are.
And like, also, you're very good because you're like us. You're also about in with you win yourself. With
exactly.
Yeah, I'll explain.
That's what I Caroline. Do in
the only person who I'll can interrupt herself.
I'll do a premise. Are you ready, Caroline?
Oh, wait.
Comedy Central.
I know the movie.
Comedy Central has certain nights they have Comedy Central movies. And one of what they've done is because the new Baywatch movie has been done and it's slightly
which
comedy
is
more than.
Quite a flop, apparently, by
fantastic,
the way, that movie.
Fantastic. Just we'll talk so about the know. Fact that Luisa Mendinga introduced it as a flop. He went and met them. He went over there, Caroline,
oh, really?
To Miami and met
Caroline. Jack Caroline, let me talk about the thing that's about me.
Oh my gosh!
Let me talk about
did
the
you
thing
meet
that's
the Rock?
About me.
Did Caroline, you meet the Rock?
You got the job.
Do I have the job?
Okay, let
oh
him
God,
answer
so
now.
Okay,
now, shush, now, when you hear the answers,
I went over.
This is what the interview
and
goes.
You met the Rock.
No,
he's getting there.
I met the rest of the cast except for
the Rock.
For the Rock. Yeah.
Why is that?
Huh?
What
is
why?
He was coming
the
in the
guy?
Day after my schedule. He came in for the
interview. So they schedule a whole
so
bunch
he
of...
David Hasselhoffed you. Okay. Basically.
I don't know what that means. I'm not that old.
This it's a Knight Rider reference.
Caroline,
I'm
what
assuming,
does it mean?
It's the only
it
reference
mean,
I have.
I mean, I don't feel even like know we should all
means.
Know.
No. What does it mean? Please explain. You know.
It means that the original, The Rock, David Hasselhoff...
Character.
Yes.
Ditched.
Ditched. He doesn't pitch up for shit.
Oh really?
Ooh, ah.
No, you're allowed to.
Caroline,
is that okay? I'm
do you want to? Do you want to interview Lisa so we can all chill on our phones?
No. Like,
no, seriously.
I can. Okay. So tell us about
have you
the
seen
characters
the movie?
That you met.
I met the rest of the cast. So
mm-hmm.
It was.
How was that?
They were cool. They were really cool people. You only
what
get
kind
5
of questions?
Very organized.
What kind of questions do you ask? Like a person that
do you want to let him answer your first question?
Down
that you
the
ask?
No. Wait. I just want to say this is amazing. Like your voice is so powerful. You've overpowered Dave. We've been trying for the past year now.
Welcome back. Anytime.
This is why you need to hire me.
But I came for Dave's voice.
Yeah.
Y'all weren't part of my script today.
Oh, listen here.
The rest of you are
I didn't
a
even
weird
know
featuring.
That you were going to be here either.
Here I
so,
am, baby.
So, here we are.
Yeah,
this
is
you know
me.
What I mean?
I want
and
Caroline.
And the question is...
Question is, what was
tell
it?
Tell me about the girls running down the beach.
Yes.
They were hotties, man. I won't lie. If Miami is like, if Durban had a budget... It's fucking amazing, guys.
Durban had a budget.
I made tents. It was literally a beach of nines and tens. And some of them are... Tanning topless.
Oh no.
But no one tells you that. You just have to experience it for yourself.
But that's some Nandi beach.
So what did
that's some Nandi beach.
Also like what did you do about it?
Nothing. I'm he's a committed
you just
man
looked?
Did you get some wood
relationship?
Did guy. You
I'm a man in a committed relationship.
Oh cute. You're so cute.
I'm adorable.
Eric is single though, so that's fine.
What does that have to do with him being in Miami?
Business wise, Louis, who Comedy Central booked you to go?
Know what happened?
What happened? Tell me the story.
I'm not the special guy.
Well, yeah. Someone canceled.
Mojack was supposed to go. And the night before he went in for his American visa, his car got broken into. They took his bag with his application and his passport. And this was 2 weeks before. And you know how long it takes.
The struggle is real.
Really?
Yeah, so they were like, who's got a visa?
Did Mojack cry?
Like, I've got a
you stepped up.
Visa. No, they called me. They called me. And then I said, yeah, I've got a visa.
They phoned me as well. And I said, listen, you know who's good at this? Luisa Mendinga. Because you know what? I'm a giving comedian. I always
I
give gigs. I always give gigs.
You do, though. Because you gave me one of my first, like, call-on gigs.
Really?
Because before, you know, when you started off...
Like cash.
Just,
I gave you,
just
you
cash.
Up.
You gave me my first catch. Yeah.
Well, I'm
East
proud to.
Do you remember that gig?
Yeah, Bedford View.
Bedford View, yeah.
Well, it's like East Rand is on the hill of the East Rand.
The
gangster
the
comedy
view
nuts.
Of the East Rand. There, where you guys yes. Are the view of the East Rand. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you, Dave. Thank you
hey,
for this.
Can I ask something?
No. Louis, anyway, tell me something.
We know you can.
Such an asshole. I just want to know, like... So I'm a theater person. I'm a singer. Yes. I'm, you know, this is what I do for a living.
Yes.
Etc. Cetera, etc. Cetera. So now you're not doing marketing anymore.
No.
So now you're a full-time like comedian. That's what you do.
All day, nigga.
So how do you earn a living?
My earphones aren't on, by the way. I've just put these on for show because everyone else has earphones on.
How do you
take those?
How do you make money?
Voiceovers. Most of my money comes from voiceovers.
Is
really?
It?
Yeah.
Does it really?
So
like,
are you a voiceover
give us a voice
king?
That you're in?
Like, give us a bit of a voice.
That's what I just said.
iStore. Why would you go anywhere else? Visit my iStore at CO today for more info.
Teens Wait, no, I'm disconnected.
iStore is a standard registered credit provider.
Standard Bank. Moving forward. A division of First Rand Bank Limited. An authorized financial services and registered credit provider.
Can't we get them on our show? And
look at how impressed Sia is.
That is fantastic.
Oh my God.
See, I do that all the time and you don't care for me.
The Sex Show with John T. Sir. Touch yourself in a place where no one can reach. I can lick my elbow.
Touch yourself because no one else will.
I store, you store, we store.
We store.
We store together.
So, Caroline, do you have any more questions for Lloyd while you have him as a captive audience?
No,
what do you do for
money?
What do I do for money? Yeah. People let me sing.
Because very, very few people can theatre a living.
Also, I've been in the industry for like over a decade. So people...
In theatre. And that means you've been singing, dancing?
I've been singing, acting? Dancing, acting for, are you acting now? For a while.
Are you acting now?
Dave, you're doing that thing that she does when she asks...
I want to see what it feels like.
Welcome to the Just Now Comedy Podcast. We are childish. But it's okay.
What's happening? Are we playing a song?
No, I don't know what happened. Hit me. 10 years?
Yes, I've been in the industry for over a decade. And therefore... it is my financial.
And it's good pay?
So you can.
Saudi.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great, though. I didn't know that.
That's what I do.
So those productions, how do they work? How does Michael Jackson work? Do you get paid up front? Do you get paid per show? Do you get a contract?
No, I get paid per show.
So if you don't,
and I have a contract.
If you're sick, understand.
I'm not allowed to
be sick.
Do you
write? Oh. Do you write?
If I am sick, I need to get over it because the show must go on.
Do you create your own work?
Yes, I do. I have an album.
There's a song. She got a song. We played a song.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, you haven't played my other song. When are you playing my other song?
We have other recordings as well.
I think I was washing my face when you played her song.
Putting it out there.
No, you were just late, bruh.
No, I was literally in bed.
Just tell the WhatsApp line isn't working, so just fix it. Loy, you're doing too much. Grahamstown coming up.
Grahamstown, then Funny Fest after Grahamstown.
Is that in Cape Town?
That's in Cape
Town. That's with Eddie Kazar.
From the 10th until the 22nd. It's going
to
be dope.
Do you still enjoy... You know what happened? Someone said to me, Dave, you're too old to do comedy. You must leave. You must leave.
What does that mean?
I don't know what that means.
Who said this?
I'll tell you who it was in a few seconds.
Okay.
So then
did you punch them in the neck?
No, big guy.
Oh.
big bad guy.
Be selective.
So then I thought, what do you mean? Said, no, like the young guys are here. You feel threatened. I can check it. Like you must just leave. Let the young guys take it. Then what he didn't realize is that the young guys actually inspire me to get back into it. When I went to the box the other night, I was watching the young guys. I'm like, damn, I feel like a love for comedy again.
Really?
Like an anger doing corporates, which takes away your soul.
It can.
Yeah.
So then I was back at the club and I was like, yes, man, this is where it belongs. This is where I should be. This is fun again.
Dave, Robbie Collins. Say something? No, it wasn't
Dave,
Robbie.
You're old. You must leave now.
No, Robbie wouldn't say that. Just Robbie fucking loves you, man. Dave, I want to say to you, I watched when you hosted at the box.
When was that?
When you took over the box and you changed
the Levinson and Levinson.
Yeah, you made it the Levinson room.
which he does.
Dave
everywhere.
Is one of the most brilliant minds in comedy in the country. And I think Dave suffers from the same thing I suffer from, which is the day your belief in your talent meets your talent, you'll be fucking great. Because I know you don't want to do a show.
I'm
because
just on Instagram.
You don't want to do a show.
You haven't got that
because
belief.
You don't think that you're at show level.
So are you saying the day that your belief in
your talent meets your talent.
Okay.
You will meet.
No one can touch you.
Yeah, because I saw. Oh. Dude, the things you do on stage, no one is even thinking of doing. They don't even know it exists to do.
Yo.
And you're fuck funny.
Fuck funny. But no, that's not talking about me. You are a very busy man.
No, man.
I tried to do some research.
I feel like we've talked about how busy he is.
No, but you don't understand. Caroline,
I'm a very busy person.
Very busy man.
I'm a very busy man.
Have you prepared for Grahamstown? I'm just going to do like a Grahamstown preparation show.
I have no idea what I'm
clothes?
Doing for Grahamstown. Oh, just jackets.
Scarf?
Yeah, I've got
gloves.
Gloves.
Earmuffs.
I'm literally staying indoors, though.
You're going to do your show
I'm literally going to just go to the place. And
Eric, do you want to go to Grahamstown and do the Just Now Comedy Podcast from Grahamstown?
Nah.
How are you getting
I'll
there?
Go next year.
We're driving. So maybe me, Tats, and Ryan Hardith. Yeah. Driving down. That's
that's going to be... You know what's nice having Ryan in the car? You don't need Google.
He knows everything, right? Ryan knows
And everything. You know, you and I sort of do improv the same way. We take something that's really not true, but we say it so well that people go, yeah, that could have happened. So, but he'll correct me and go, actually, no, Dave, the Romans didn't actually live in Rome. They lived sort of in a suburb of Rome, like in Milan. Yeah, I don't know, I'm talking
annoying.
Shit, but he's
annoying. No, he's annoying.
So they're in the car, you're driving down.
So we actually, just before we get to Grahamstown, we're doing a show in East London.
That kind of pays for the petrol.
That pays for, it does actually, it covers the petrol. And then we're going, to Grahamstown.
We're in East London?
That's very smart.
The three of you, so you Tats and
Ryan. Me, Tats and Skulk. Oh,
okay, all in the car together.
And Ryan.
It's a busy little car.
It's a big car.
It's Trevor's car.
Big luxury car.
I'm going to start holding the microphone exactly like this now.
You hold it like a porn star's.
No, man. It's a big it's a big ass Cuban.
Cuban dick.
Carolines, do Cubans have big dicks?
I wouldn't know. I have never quite slept with a Cuban.
I dated a Cuban girl. Everyone sit down.
In high school.
Why was she from Cuba?
Totally forgot about
exchange student.
She was like, because South Africa's got this.
You did
exchange.
Not date a Cuban girl. Are you serious?
South Africa's got this exchange.
Order.
What?
Order.
South Africa's got this exchange thing with
Why
Cuba.
Why was a Cuban in South
where,
Africa?
It's like a skills thing where the doctors come and work here, and our doctors can also go work there. And her father came and worked. I don't know why he came
to
Cox
to your
that.
School.
And she came to us, beautiful girl, Claudia.
Oh,
Claudia, she even had the accent.
Does she come? Does she feature in a comedy sketch?
No,
at all?
I literally just recently remembered her.
Can we find her on Facebook or something?
Is she on Twitter? What happened?
I have no idea. We broke up.
It was a fling, Caroline. It's high school.
I was an asshole. I was tired of her because she talked a lot.
Hey, I know how that feels.
He's staring.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something, Lon?
Where were you last night?
Don't reenact the interview now.
Hey.
But go for it.
Hey, where were you last night?
I was at my house.
Doing what?
Having the time of my life.
With
my friends.
Okay, cool.
Why?
Are you doing voiceovers, Lawyer?
Yeah, what's happening?
No, I'm just awesome.
So, I need to tell you.
Yes.
Moving
I love
on.
How swift
it is. The distraction. Yeah, it is a distraction.
So I know Dave from the Seychelles, no?
Uh-huh.
Because the two of us go there
and we
sometimes
were locked in a room together
to go and entertain this sheik.
I've heard about this.
Have you heard about this?
Yes.
Anyway, so we go to his private playground and we go and entertain him. So
yes.
I sing and obviously Dave does comedy and MCs.
And he sits there looking unimpressed.
He has a great time.
Oh, really?
I get a standing ovation because every time I'm finished, he gets up to leave. That's a standing ovation.
Shut the fucking up.
No, he likes you. I mean, we've been going there for a couple of years.
Yeah, so he must then.
So he must kind of like
okay,
us.
Okay, so he met me there.
That's where I met him. And I've never liked him.
Dave, yeah.
He's always been that guy. Wow, Rasa. Like, he makes a lot of noise.
Yes.
It's annoying.
So kind of that impossible.
So you don't like the competition.
And he talks a lot. You know, just going back to when you were saying she talks a lot. Yeah, he talks a lot. And I also talk a lot. So between the two of us.
It's a clash.
It's problematic.
You kind of feel the same people.
Do you know what I mean?
You know that when I once closed the door to my room and you carried on talking.
Ah, shit.
Lloyd.
But with the two of you in the studio,
you
Eric and I never, we haven't said anything.
You are
we're just
such
sitting
a liar
here, Eric.
Because
should we,
I've
should
never
we go get
been
a coffee?
Waiting for
in
dinner.
Your room.
Lloyd, let me tell you what happened. She's banging on the door, okay?
Yeah.
Banging on the door. And eventually I let her out.
You set me free.
But we chatted until 4 o'clock late in the night about everything. We covered every topic there is. And we got quite deep as well. I think we both cried.
We cried
a bit. Could have been that rum.
It was that rum. That takamaka.
I know about the takamaka. The takamaka comes back to South Africa and it's not good.
When?
Oh, it's not.
No,
I mean, like, you're getting back into
it. And we had the rum takamaka. It was hectic.
Have you tried takamaka rum, Loy?
No.
Oh my God.
Do you drink at all?
Yes, he does.
You're gonna have
I
to
had a really
Grahamstown.
Good meeting yesterday and I had a whiskey.
After the meeting or during?
After the meeting. It was a really good pitch.
Did you get some stuff?
Well, I just had a good feeling about it. So
cool.
Afterwards,
what like, whiskey did you drink?
Celebrate.
Huh? What whiskey did you partake?
Labatt. I just asked for a Jameson.
Okay.
I like the. Have you tried these Japanese whiskeys?
I do. I have. I only got Japanese whiskey.
They're so good.
There's one in a little square bottle. It's just called Barrel Number 8.
Yes, that's the one.
That's so nice.
It's amazing.
It's like cream.
Yes, like it just melts in your mouth.
I hide that away.
You don't
from,
have to swallow it.
I hide that away from Brandon.
Into your bloodstream.
Brandon's got a key to my house, and he comes to my house the other night.
Why
without
does
my
Brandon
knowledge.
Have a key to your house?
You must always give a spare key to someone.
No,
trust.
Not without your knowledge. I had to go put your washing inside because you went to the Seychelles and left all your shit outside.
So you're Dave's bitch.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. Now I'm back
you
in comedy.
Yes.
No, it's all his shit.
Whilst he goes
in
out
his
into
garden.
Life and lives. You do his
so
washing.
Why like am I washing in the garden? Why am I washing in the garden?
You just left it outside.
That's how it dries, Brandon.
Yeah, but not for 5 days, Dave.
Hey, it'll be very dry.
When I got there, it was pouring with rain. I was like, I promise you that shit was not dry.
Well, it needs more outside now.
So hang on. So let me just explain. So I go, okay, you can hang my washing up. And you decide to go look for some whiskey.
Hey, I was like, hey, let's see if Dave's got a nice bottle of whiskey. I was going out from there. I dropped my kids off.
Did you rub your balls on my drum kit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a drum kit?
No.
Oh. I was very excited.
It's a reference. It's a euphemism.
Oh.
It's from some movie.
A movie.
Stepbrothers.
Stepbrothers. Oh. Are you writing movies? Because you sound like you did a pitch now. Was that for your ad agency?
It was for a television show.
Really?
Mm. Ooh,
is it
what's
secret?
Is it secret?
Yeah. Karen, I'm gonna get it out of you.
Please tell us. Tell us more about what you're doing on television.
Jeepers, what was that, Felicia? Tell us about
Tell us about what you are busy with on
Why
TV.
Why is Felicia Nigerian now?
Because I just
tell us
decided.
What you are busy with.
On
this
TV.
Show just went
no, just pitching. Weird, just too pitch. Weird.
That's good though.
I want to write.
Are you
a
involved
movie,
in budget?
I think South Africa needs more films.
Well, then the problem is,
but like films,
who's doing the who's movies. Doing movies?
I mean, also is
comedians should
I
really
hope
write
it's a
more
good
movies.
Film, yes. Because
to be honest,
the thing is with
Caroline
films,
wants
right,
to speak. Hold this. I'm getting a speaking stick.
The thing is, what I'm irritated with a lot with South African films is yes. that it's always the same shit.
Same theme.
Same theme. Same.
But how many have you watched? There's some brilliant ones now.
Have you no? But the thing have you looked at the lists for like because. Corporates aren't Afrikaans corporates sponsor Afrikaans movies,
right.
So that's why they get to make
Cake
amazing
net.
Like
whatever
films, the fuck we
whatever
make
want
films.
To make,
whatever
they want to make. Yes, yes.
Black people, we have to go to like the NSFV,
yes, that one,
and all those people, and those guys have mandates. They have to. You have to have like a social message. You have to tick so many boxes. But that's just where we are now.
But it irritates me because
you
there's
must
a,
shout at
there's
people
a
like
movie Tito coming Mwene. Out right now.
Who have
Tito Mboweni?
There's
Tito
a movie
Tito
Mboweni.
Tito Mboweni. Tito Mboweni.
Listen.
Tito Mboweni.
Now the Vietnamese people listening don't know what you're talking about.
All I'm saying is we just need.
But it's
people.
What have you watched recently? Have you watched Catching Feelings, which is coming out now? Kahisa Ludika's new movie. Full on rom com.
I
saw it.
Romantic comedy, nothing apartheid.
Do you know what it is?
No,
do you know what's great
me?
About it? Do you know what's great about that movie?
Yes.
It's a film.
It's a film.
It's a Nouveau level.
Film.
Like I was watching it going, damn, he didn't go, I want flipping Sturkey and a cause anywhere
yes.
to be full. He was like, I want to make a real film.
A film.
This.
Did John Barker
so it's
do
a rom com.
Who did the directing?
Why am I going blank? It might have been.
It was John.
I think it was John.
But the reason why it's a rom-com, but the thing is, what he's saying is that there was no mandates, there was no rules. But I also think
which
that the
great.
Country
That's
needs to
amazing.
Make those
like,
films at a point. We need to get to a point where we squeeze the pimple. I'm saying this is what we did. We did a part. We did the make the music,
yes.
make the music, and then from
Look,
there the productions
this
come out.
This is what's happening.
There
exactly.
are still
That's
many,
what I'm
many
saying.
Apartheid movies
stories.
That still need to be
sure.
made.
Sure. Brilliant stories.
Sure.
No.
It's just the type that we're making is always the
it's
same.
It's always the
it's
same.
Like,
yeah.
It's
yeah. That's
like
my
there
problem.
Are better stories.
We must make Baywatch. Black Baywatch. Where everyone just stands on the beach on Christmas Day.
In Durban.
I can be racist
and
too.
And a kid goes missing. That's what it is.
Oh, man.
Every sequel is about who.
And it should be like black people
a
wearing tights and checkers shopping bags on their heads.
Wow.
Okay.
That's still racist.
Is Siv the only black guy that can swim?
I can swim.
Okay.
I can also swim.
Do you want to race? Would you race swim?
In my school, the fastest swimmer was a black guy.
Really?
Sure, his parents were white, but he was.
That doesn't matter.
My grandfather was involved in South African swimming, and he was also very keen on finding black swimmers. So he would go and he
it's
the
life
swimming
school, though. People make it like it's like a real life school. Some people die just because they can't swim. Mm. It's as much as we joke
it's a
about
real
it,
thing.
It's like a life school that
it's
you
like
need.
A real
I'm not even sure if I could swim across a large expanse of water. Why not? Just haven't done it for a while.
Go, we'll go. Chuck you in one and see you.
Thanks, man.
Loy, movies. So this man, Kaki Saldika, he's like, and his partner, Akin.
Oh.
It's Akin.
Akin, yeah.
Yes. They're kind of like spearheading this movie thing. No one else is taking the bat?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people have scripts and ideas and stuff under their baton, but it's like you have to learn the whole spiel. You have to learn the industry, learn the process and all that kind of stuff to actually put it together. Like, I think it's worth, if you're a writer, I think it's worth learning to be a director to actually learn how to make your ideas come to life. Because sitting down with a script doesn't mean anything if you don't know how to bring it.
And is that what you're doing at the moment? You've got your scripts?
I'm working with some people on some stuff.
Oh, I always dig that, man. Comedians should be firing all kinds of things. Do a podcast.
Yeah.
Go do some things. Find out if you can MC a thing. Go do a charity gig. Do whatever it is. Do more stuff.
You're creative. Just keep creating. Keep making stuff. You never know what comes out of it. Doesn't have to be the thing. I think a lot of creative people are always holding on to wait. We're always waiting for the thing that's going to make me blow. And it's like, no, just keep making things and maybe
just
one day something
creating,
will catch on. And we're so afraid of failing or not getting enough likes on something that we never end up making anything. It's like, no.
But that sort of comes back to why I had a little bit of a comedy wobble. Mm. That it's fear and not fear of failure. It's just like something's missing that was there when you started.
Yes.
That first gig you did, that energy, that adrenaline,
love
whatever
it
was.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, I want to be like Chris Rock. I want to be like so-and-so. Yeah. I want to be like Bill Cosby.
Yeah. Mm. But have you watched comedy recently?
So my heroes have fallen.
Comedy, for me, it's like comedy has just taken another big step. Like funny isn't enough anymore. Like, you can't just be funny. Yeah. Like, I just watched Sarah Silverman's new Netflix special. Mm. Fucking mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Then Chappelle drops two blazing shows. Then Jared Michaels 8 is amazing.
But now these are all the international guys you're mentioning. Who's in that zone in this
but
country?
But even locally, you just go to the Goliath Club and you just watch the comics
on
stage and you're
stage.
Going like, yo guys, this is now proper comedy coming
when
out.
When that happened recently, there was a switch.
There's been a switch.
So take 10 years ago, take 17 years ago, take 20 years ago.
Yes.
Barry Hilton, whatever. There's a resurgence.
It goes through like these waves, yeah. And right now it's, creatively, people are just taking it to another level. Like, it's like I've seen guys who are.
Does
like
that you, make you panic?
No, it's exciting.
I think it's cool.
I think you're on that way.
You can kind of feed off of that.
What is what is possible? Because then you're going, oh, we're not doing the same things over and over again.
Right.
It's sweet.
Right.
Now I get to explore new ways of doing comedy, which is blazing. Because it's a job that you do forever.
We're gonna have to talk about. Can you, when you come back from Grahamstown, get us some notes or get us some clips or something, and come back. And talk about the wave.
Okay.
When you come back. Grahamstown in July. It is done. Grahamstown is in a couple of weeks. That's 30th to the 9th of June, July or something.
And I'm there from the 5th until the... From the 30th until the 5th.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
You want to come back after that?
There's lots of comedy and really good comedy this year.
Well, the thing is that one year, there was only comedy. And then the next year, they said like actually too much comedy at these things.
No such thing.
Fuck that. But is it, who else is going? Other shows?
Tess show.
Daniel Friedman?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Skulk's taking down a show. Okay.
So besides your double-headed show, you've each got your own shows as well?
No. For me, and Skulk is just
Skulk's got
show.
Jersey Boy or something.
Oh, does he? Yeah. The son of a bitch is cheating on me with his own show.
Sorry, Bez.
Listen, we're gonna finish up this with the other song that's on the Rada thing. So that's
oh, you're gonna play the other song.
I'm undefeated.
Jesus.
Do you make music too?
Yeah, I'm gonna play something.
We got 1 second.
I'm gonna play something for you guys.
Is this your music?
This is my music.
Go for it.
Give me a second. Talk. Listen.
We can't talk.
I've got 10 seconds.
I can't talk for 10 seconds. We've got 1 minute left. This is from Luis Mendinga on his Nokia 3310. Go.
Dirty horse. Man. It's not opening. Oh, wait.
Well, can you play my song?
We're going to play Caroline's song. Guys, Just Now Comedy Podcast. We'll be back next week, Friday. Cheers, Brandon.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Caroline.
Follow me at luismendinga.com.
Jesus, he's a plug.
That was great, guys. Thank you. I had so much fun.
Cheers, Eric.
Shop. We'll see you just now.
Each day I saw cliffcentral.com.